Bhagavad Lila, 10th canto, chapter 48. Krishna pleases his devotees. After assimilating Uddhava's report about the condition of the damsels in Braj, Sri Krishna, the omniscient soul of all that be, desired to satisfy Kamsa's servant, Trivakra, who is troubled by lust, Kam Taptaya. Thus Krishna went to her house,
Vishwanath.
Understanding in detail what was spoken by Uddhav, Krishna had already reconciled everything in that regard with the Brajagopis. By his inconceivable powers and opulences, Krishna had already gone to Braj in a separate manifestation, even while continuing to live in Mathura. Krishna did this to satisfy everyone's desires, since he is the supreme soul of all, Sarvatma. To reconcile the situation for Uddhav, Krishna appeared as omniscient, Sarvadarshana, explaining to him the confidential mystery of his dual manifestations, while appearing to Uddhav in his manifestation of separation. To keep his previous promise, Krishna went with Uddhava to Kubja's house. Trivakra, the second name of Kubja, her house was opulently decorated with expensive furnishings and sensual accoutrements meant to inspire sexual desire. Abundant paraphernalia appropriate for sexual enjoyment, including explicit sexual pictures and herbal aphrodisiacs to excite lust. Seeing Krishna arrive in her house, Trivakra quickly rose and greeted Krishna with the girlfriends respectfully, offering him a nice seat and other articles of worship. Uddhav was also offered a seat of honor, but since he was a saintly person, he sat on the ground because he thought it was improper, being Krishna's servant, to sit on a seat offered by the hand of Krishna's beloved. Therefore, Uddhav touched the asan offered by Kubja with his hand in order to honor Kubja's offer, and then he sat on the floor. Krishna made himself comfortable on a bed located in the inner chambers of Trivakra's home, in other words, her bedroom. Kubja prepared her body for enjoyment by applying a guru perfume and other items, fine garments, jewelry, garlands, and chewing betel nut, drinking liquor, etc. Then she approached Krishna with shy, playful smiles and coquettish glances. At this point, Trivakra was a virgin girl. Although Kubja, or Trivakra, was beautiful, she was protected because of her hunchback previous condition. Kubja had accumulated a trace of piety because she had offered sandalwood paste to Krishna. But Kubja did not have the heaps of pious credits like the sadhana siddha gopis who appeared in Braj as gopis and the women of Mathura. Krishna called forth his beloved, who was anxious and shy at the prospect of enjoying for the first time. Krishna pulled her by the bangled hands into the bed and enjoyed with that beautiful girl. Simply by smelling the fragrance of Krishna's lotus feet, Trivakra cleansed away the burning lust Cupid had aroused in her breast, chest, and eyes. With her arms, Kubja embraced Krishna between her breast as her lover, and thus she gave up her long-standing distress. Having attained the difficult-to-attain Supreme Lord simply by offering him sandalwood-based, the Trivakra made the following request. O Beloved, please enjoy only with me and not with any other woman. Please stay for some days my inner chambers and do not go out. All arrangements have been made in this house for drinking and eating. Krishna promised Trivakra that he would fulfill her lusty desires, even though she was a common woman. Honoring her manada, which is described in text 10, means when he left, he paid respects to Trivakra and returned with Uddhava to his own palace in Mathura. Why does Shukadev Goswami say manada, showing honor? It means that before leaving Kubja, Krishna took the opportunity to show her respect and told Kubja, quote, Trivakra, continuing to indulge in enjoying unrestrictedly will not be desirable for us because it will simply create evil gossip. Krishna came to Kubja's house and left with Uddhav in order to prevent such rumors, because Uddhav was famous everywhere as the crest jewel of proper behavior. Kubja is actually an expansion of Krishna's Bhu-Shakti. It is ordinarily difficult to approach Sarveshwareshwaram Sri Krishna. Sarveshwareshwaram, the Lord of all Lords. In relation to this incident, Shukadev Goswami summarizes this pastime with Kubja and Krishna by instructing those persons who are worshipping Krishna in the mood of being a lover. The person who worships Krishna for material happiness is a fool. However, if one worships Krishna with the intent to fully please Krishna's senses, and by doing so, if one also gets happiness in the process, there is no fault. In such a situation, it should be understood that one has cut off all material attachment by desiring only pure devotional service. Then Krishna went to Akrura's house with a desire to please Akrura and engage him in service. Krishna went to Akrura's house along with Balaram and Uddhav. Seeing them arrive from a distance, Akrura stood up and bowed down to Krishna and Balaram and embraced Uddhav. All three offered obeisances to Akrura in return. Akrura then seated his guests after washing the lotus feet of Krishna and Balaram and sprinkling the Charanamrita on his head. Akrura presented Dao and Kanu with fine gifts of clothing, sandalwood paste, flower garlands, and valuable jewelry. After worshipping the divine pair, Krishna and Balaram, Akrura offered dandavats, catching the two lords' lotus feet, placed them on his lap, and began to massage them. Feeling great satisfaction, his eyes flooding with tears of joy, Akrura said, "It is our great fortune that you two lords have killed the evil Kansa and his followers, thus delivering your dynasty from endless suffering and enabling it to flourish. As the primary elements, earth and so on, manifest themselves in an abundant variety of moving and non-moving beings, you, the one independent supreme soul, appear in unlimited manifestations. You are that very same Supreme Person, and you have now appeared as the son of Vasudev to relieve the earth's burden. Today, my Lord, my home has become most fortunate because of your appearance here. Please quickly cut the ropes of my illusory attachment for my children, my wife, my wealth, friends, home, and my body. All such attachment is the effect of your illusory material energy. Throughout the Bhagavatam, we find descriptions of Krishna's Aishwarya, supremacy over all things, and his identity with them, which was described by Mahaprabhu as Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva, inconceivable simultaneous oneness and difference. The Bhagavatam is a combination of fascinating pastimes mixed with spiritual philosophy. Glimpsing and relishing these spiritual emotions of the Lord and his devotees, we are constantly reminded, as sadhakas and parts and parcels of Krishna, of our eternal position and that Krishna is the one and only Supreme Lord. After hearing from Akura, Krishna smiled and replied, "You are a spiritual master, paternal uncle and friend. We are like your sons, always dependent upon your protection, sustenance and compassion. Exalted souls like you are worshipable authorities for those who desire their actual welfare. Demigods are generally self-interested, whereas saintly devotees are not. Holy places, sacred rivers, and demigods, pure one after a long time. Whereas saintly persons like yourself, Akrura, purify just by their darshan. Now I want you to go to Hastinapur to inquire about the Pandavas. When Pandu died, Dhritarashtra brought the Pandavas with their anguished mother Kunti to his capital. However, the weak-minded Dhritarashtra came under control of his wicked son Duryodhan, and so the blind king is not treating his brother Pandu's sons fairly. Go and ascertain the actual situation, and then we will make the necessary arrangements." After instructing Akura in this way, Krishna returned to his residence along with Balaram and Uddhava.